Admit it, you want the super chub way of life. Now there are plenty of gay super chubs that live a completely different lifestyle than a gay super chub, but I'm talking about a stereotypical super chub way of life. Every meal you're eating until you're too full to move, and then you take a meal break to recover and digest, and then you pack a snack for later. Go from living on the fringes of the gay community into being large and being the object of your own desire. Shake away the gay stereotype of being trim and being forced to have a rippling six-pack. Stop trying to be family-friendly and chug down a six-pack of your favorite beverage instead. Become a sex icon that's larger than life and indulge in worshiping your own fat. Become obscenely fat. So fat that you turn on people who are obsessed with the super chub way of life. If any of these fat admirers or fat worshippers attempt to dissuade you from loving yourself, just keep pleasuring your body sexually in every single possible way, loving each curve and love handle that you pile on. Because the super chub way of life demands that you just love every single part of your fucking body, whether or not you truly feel like it. Because that's what super chubs do. That's what makes them go from being a chub to a super chub. It is their super size, their super fascination with loving every single bite they consume, loving every single piece of lard that they pile onto their bodies. Super chub men especially live this way, where they don't care about how they're perceived. They don't care about how they feel about their body in that particular moment. If they want to lose the weight, they don't, because they want to be a super chub during the good times and the bad times. If a super chub gets so fat that he can't move, he'll sit his ass down. Because a modern gay super chub will eat more food that is loaded with more nutrients, that is loaded with more vitamins, that is loaded with more, until he gets strong enough to make himself mobile. Super chubs don't stop putting on weight. A super chub male will make himself more powerful, more mass, more weight, more. A super chub way of life is a man that wants more. He will obtain the clothes that fit his body, then outgrow those clothes, eating massive amounts of calorie-laden foods until his clothes rip off his big, fat, super chub body. Then he'll get nicer clothes. Then he'll get a robe. Then he'll get a sash. Then he'll get a massive outfit. He will surround himself with worshippers, because super chubs are modern day fat emperors, mounds of man blubber that are meant to be worshipped. Go back in history, you'll see that super chubs have existed since the dawn of time. You know that man was meant to eat, and super chubs live by that motto. Meal after meal, orgy after orgy, these big fat super chubs go from tiny little gay boys that just barely fit into a size small into big pounds of man meat. These super chubs are big. Some of them are built big. By the time they turn 18, they are super chubs through and through. The entire point of being a human for these super chubs is to find out that nobody can stop him or other super chubs from growing as big as possible. If a super chub loses his way, his superpower is to supercharge his appetite, supercharge his life, supersize his spending on everything that he needs to become the biggest, fattest, most sexual version of himself. If a low-calorie option is available at a restaurant or any type of food offering, he will add sauces. He will look for other restaurants, other stores that carry more fattening foods. He will consume whatever it takes to be big and beautiful. If he becomes self-conscious, the super chub has the ability to shake it and jiggle it off. All it takes is one big fat load to get even fatter. Self-conscious super chubs shouldn't even mention their superpower in public. Their superpower is to be a super chub. When it comes to a super chub, he gets to be as fat and horny as possible. Escape the skinny, thinny worshippers and grow as big as possible to attract as many fat worshippers, admirers, and feeders as he possibly can handle. This super chub way of life means that super chubs own their sexuality. They ignore everything else. He gets to eat and grow as much as he wants because he's a super chub. Men back in the day used to grow way bigger. In areas like rural communities, super chubs get to go out and live on farms. They get to grow and build their houses to fit their own needs because super chubs have no problem tearing down any and all obstacles in their way to get bigger and fatter. If a super chub needs to grow and requires a stronger piece of furniture or a larger mattress, he'll get it. He'll do it. He doesn't fucking care. He wants to be an even bigger super chub. If he has to be more physically active, then the super chub will spend all day and night fucking to stay active, training his fucking hips to back it up on a dick, fuck a fucking worshipper's mouth. Look for all of these super chub orgies that he can possibly find. Then there are those super chubs that get to live in these communities that they create. They live long, fat, and happy lives. You'll go to some of these orgies and you'll find a super chub and they'll say, oh yeah, we throw an orgy every single day, every single night, regardless of the weather, rain, sleet, snow, doesn't fucking matter. These bear events, these pool parties, day and night. And they never have to worry about getting food because it's like a potluck every single time. These super chubs live amazing lives. They never have to worry about fitting into clothes because these events are all clothing optional. They create these massive orgies around themselves that last for decades. Every day, it's like a super chub watering hole. It's a fat oasis. They get fatter and fatter, and these super chubs subsist off of heavy, heavy feasts, large meals, and they live very, very healthy lives because they're fucking all the time, they're getting all their daily nutrients, enough vitamin D to keep themselves heart healthy. They will sit there and eat fruit, party platters, veggie trays, and all of their bills get paid for by cover fees brought to them by loving guests, and they are in a constant state of orgasmic bliss and growth, and they are super chubs because they change their entire life, terraform their entire career to just be about the party, about living life, about being happy. It is possible, man. Now, it's not something that you can replicate naturally, as these super chubs work very hard to maintain a stress-free life because they can pack on more weight, they can have more orgasms if they remove any and all stressors. If you ever go to those gay bear events or see those gay bear events online, you could see the same type of super chub every time. That's the type of life that these super chubs live. It's the kind of life that these extremely fat men live. He's the type that's covered in expensive clothes. The super chub's covered in extravagant colognes, or they go musky and live their lives as pigs. If he wants to be a big fat mess, he's a big fat mess. He never experiences any kind of body image issues because super chubs like these remove those kinds of people from their lives. If he has the internet and he gets negative comments or negative energy from the internet, he deletes his accounts immediately and goes and joins somewhere else, or he logs off and he never has to feel or worry about being told how to feel about his body. because these super chubs live that type of life where they don't have to care about anything except being big, fat, and sexual. And that's the type of world that we live in, where these super chubs can live that way of life. And if you want to be a super chub too, go for it. No one's stopping you. If you think that they're stopping you, all you have to do is just extract yourself from the situation so you can grow. You are encumbered by any and all negative obstacles. Go for the super chub way of life if it calls to you.